On this episode of Up and Coming with Raven Fox and Bare Naked, we discuss some hot new GWA voices and Miss Glitchy's script, Let Me Instruct You, as well as the performers who read it. Links to all the things we mentioned will be posted, so you can follow along if you like. Please comment on and upvote this podcast to encourage us to do more of them. We're doing up-and-comers first again this week. We'll be meeting some newly verified Gone Wild audio performers that caught our ear and piqued our interest. All the people we mentioned have verified and contributed at least one audio to the community so far. So check them out and show them some love to encourage them to contribute more. So this week, because we're trying to get caught up, our goal is to do this in one take.
Which is going to save her a whole lot of time. Because she always has to edit out lots of spaces and uhs and my other thought processes.
Now, if we get to the end of this and it's 3 hours long because of Bear's ums and uhs and then I may have to go back on that and not do it without editing. Maybe a little editing. Hopefully not, though, because right after we finish recording this, we're going to post it, and then we're going to start on the next one, because we are stupid.
No, not stupid, just behind.
Way behind. Don't look at my ass, no. Okay, so.
Always.
Up and comers this week. We're starting with Gentleman Caller 24. He verified about 10 days ago. I really like his voice. He's got that gravel and a good tone. And I think I saw what I think is his picture on SoundCloud.
Uh-huh.
On his SoundCloud.
What do we call that?
I don't know what you call that.
Post-stalking.
It's not post-stalking. I couldn't help it. I clicked on his audio and it went to SoundCloud and there was his picture. And he looks really cute in glasses.
Ah, okay. I'll let you get away with this one.
Yeah, I like guys in glasses. Okay. So he did a request by GWDB12345, which is a longtime lurker, for a man being ridden audio. He wanted, or she wanted, I'm not sure, she's not verified. This person, GW, wanted an audio about a man from the perspective of being ridden by a woman. So he did one, Gentleman Caller 24 did one. It was really believable, very good pacing, and he sure sounded like he enjoyed it. And it was just posted on the 14th.
Yeah, we might have missed him if we hadn't missed a week.
Yeah. He also filled a request from Unattended Dragon about teaching the independent woman to let go. It was about a stressed wife. She was bitchy. She needed something to turn things around and to relax her.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
I am not that.
No. Never.
I'm not bitchy.
Okay.
Shut up.
I said nothing.
Yes, you did.
No. Play it back.
No, I'm not playing it back because I don't want to edit it.
Okay.
I don't want to stop it. Okay, keep going. Carry on. Soldier on.
Never. I never carry
on. You carry on all the time. Okay, he was really caring. He did like a bubble bath. He got takeout, or actually order in. And he gave her a massage. And there was no sex, but at the same time, it was very, very sensual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, Gentleman Caller is someone to watch out for. Now, we have another couple who has come to GW.
And we all like couples.
We do. I don't know why.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Spiritually Sexual and Celicia Sensuale. I think I pronounced that right.
Well,
Celicia Sensuale. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
They both verified, and then she...
I'm not going to try.
No, don't try. She recorded a dream that she had about him.
Using GWA to enhance a long-distance relationship, evidently, from some of the comments.
And she also posted on GW Curvy. She got nice tits.
Now that is post-stalking.
It's not post-stalking. I just was looking for the audios that she contributed, and I happened to see GW Curvy. I did it mostly for you.
Okay, thank you. But it's still post-stalking.
Okay.
They did a couples recording involving a ball gag and a purple dildo.
Purple dildos are nice.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. It was just a little clip of the couples recording. I don't want a little purple one. That's blue.
Oh, blue. Blue. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, the couple's recording. There was just a little clip of it. It wasn't the whole thing. It was part of a lengthier session, according to Spiritually Sexual. I wanted to hear the whole thing.
And that's why we like couples.
Okay. So now we are moving on. Question unholiness.
Uh-huh. You heard the sound in her voice there. I get to tattle on her yet again. I get to watch the facial expressions. Okay. Y'all should be jealous.
He's 18 years old. I can teach him. Mm-hmm. I can so teach him. With that accent, he's got potential. He's got a Northeast British accent.
Kind of like Mel B.
He does. He sounds like Mel B from the Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. I love the way he says, I need you to fook me. I need you to fook me. He did My Favorite Kind of Misery by Tarkus Trooper.
Mention number one. Yeah, he did it a little bit after we recorded that episode. He also did Begging You to Beg Me by Tarkus Trooper.
Mention number two. Same person. Yeah, he begs nice. He has a lot of need in his voice. We're going to talk about him later in Scene Stealers because he recorded this episode's script. He actually almost didn't. He thought about leaving because of some of the stuff going on in his personal life, and he made a post about it.
Yeah, everybody rallied together, though, showed him some support. Looks like he decided to stay.
Yeah. GWA is not just a subreddit of audio pervs. It's a community. It's that, too.
There you go.
But it's a community, and it's a family. So, you know, our little tagline that we've been putting on all of our posts. Have you hugged a newbie today?
There's a reason for it.
That's right. Hug those newbies. They need the love. So, yeah, check out Question Unholiness, and then check out Industrial Artemis. She just recently got around to verifying. She submitted a few FAPs, very nice ones. I like hard FAP after a long week, or maybe the other way around. That was a creative title.
Yeah, well, sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Yeah, just the FAPs, ma'am. She had that as a tag. Just the FAPs, ma'am.
And on Soundgasm, listen to that
Soundgism.
One. Yeah, and we're not cutting
not
stuff.
Not editing.
So that goes out there. Yes, okay. Anyway. On Soundgasm, she says that maybe sometime she'll try to do something with a plot. I'm sure she'll have a pretty good following by then.
Oh, she's got fans already. She's got a nice voice. Sweet Little Dom, or Dame, depending on how you pronounce that. I've heard it pronounced both ways. But it's Sweet Little Dom, two M's in the E. She verified about 2 weeks ago. She's got a really sweet voice. Really, she sounds so sweet and nice and cute. But she's looking for scripts like femdom and feminization, humiliation.
Yeah, and she did a Cheater's Joy, modifying a script by, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, El Preso? Well, I'm going to go with El Preso because it sounds like espresso, and I can use one right now.
Okay, espresso. Good grief. Okay, I really liked the twist. You're next to your wife, trying not to get caught jerking off to the sound of another woman's voice.
Idiot.
Yeah. I've been that voice in your ear, honey. I get emails all the time telling me about that. And I listened while my wife was sleeping next to me. I never thought that I'd do a joy about it. It was really clever. I like that. Okay, so Sweet Little Jom. Dom. Jom? Sweet Little Jom. No editing. Okay.
Glad to see I'm not alone on this one.
So, I checked out the script offer, and a few ladies have done that script, including Miss. And a surprise newbie that really put some feistiness in that Cheater's Joy.
Okay.
So, yeah. Our surprise find was Calibo Cat, who verified about a month ago.
Yeah, I like her voice. And some of her posts on GW Curvy, too.
Yeah, I'm not the only one stalking posts, am I?
Hey, I was looking over your shoulder.
Well, I looked them up for you, just like the other one.
Yeah, even
it's
before
all
I
for you, honey. It's all for you.
No, I've seen some of the other ones you watch. It's not all for me.
I don't spend any time on lady boners. Just hush.
Never.
Never. Yeah. Who are we talking about? Calibo Cat. I've seen some things, too. Some impressive things.
I'm sure.
She's got Calibo Cat. Back to her. She's got that spunk in her voice.
Yes.
Yes. And she also posted a long-awaited FAP her doing the waiting. Uh-huh. And she was pretty quiet until the end. And then she brought down the house. So we've got to encourage Calabo Cat to sort of start expressing herself during the build-up to that lovely orgasm.
Yeah, but the orgasm was nice.
The orgasm was very nice, yes. So then we have Cosmo Girl 327. She verified a couple weeks ago. She lurked for a while, but then decided to join in the fun.
Cosmo Girl, 10 ways to drive men wild with sexy audio.
Yeah, she did Begging You to Beg Me, too. That was, you know, the Tarkus Trooper script.
Mention number 3!
Tarkus Trooper! Tark's a genius.
She is.
It's right in the tags. Yeah, she also did an early morning FAP. Gave her toy a nice wet workout. Mm-hmm. And then we have... Okay, this was hard to pronounce. We were going to listen to her verification again. It's like... Zellum? Zellum? Zellum. That was it. Zellum. Zellum. With a Z-H-E-L-L-I-U-M. Zellum. That was it. Good memory. That was unusual for you.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to hear the story behind that name.
So would I.
Yeah. She's pretty new. She only submitted one questionnaire, the Gamers United one.
But she used a Hitachi when she answered it.
Right. I love that. Talking about Duck Hunt and getting off. You know, she also verified over on Pillow Talk, and I hope we'll hear more from her.
Yes, more breathy orgasms.
She's very breathy.
Yes.
And then we found Crocodile Grasp.
Oh, yeah.
I love her name. Mm-hmm. Crocodile Grasp.
Well, you're from New Orleans, so
that's
of course
right. What is that? That's alligators.
Whatever. At least I didn't call them big lizards.
Oh, big lizards. She verified a couple weeks ago, and she did a questionnaire and a 100-to-1.
Numbers are hard. Good tag. And I never thought countdown audios would be my thing, but she won me over on this one.
Yeah.
And she's a pander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember 888. Mm-hmm. 888. That was it. 888. And 79, 76.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I'm counting up and then down. I'll just go to 45. That sounds good.
Well, these are all things that she said during there that caught Raven's attention.
Because I can't do countdowns either.
97, 96, 14.
No, not that 12. Bad. I just, countdowns, I always end up going backwards the other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, like she did.
I lose count, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's done some script fills by some GWA favorites like I Will Instruct You, mm-hmm. Trinity X, mm-hmm. and a new up-and-coming favorite, Rocketeer.
And don't forget Casty's script.
Yes, Mexican Standoff. That one.
That was hilarious.
That was so funny. I love that she's new, but she didn't shy away from funny.
No, that was she did good.
Yeah, she did Casty's script. Blah, blah, blah. She did Casty's script justice. That's hard to say.
Yes, it is. Okay. And you are the one that decided to say it that
I know,
way.
I know.
Yeah, well, you got to love someone confident enough to include their bloopers, much like we're doing this week.
Yeah, really. We're blooping all over the place.
Yeah, she did a pretty convincing Valley Girl.
Yes, she did. She did. So, good job, Crocodile Grasp. She's got a lot of potential, and I want to hear more from her. She needs to comb through all of Cassie's stuff and do lots of humor audios. She's just adorable. So adorable. And she also wrote a script.
Okay.
I forgot to make any notes on that, but she did a script called Discipline.
Now you're going to have to go back up and edit.
I'm not going to edit. I'm just going to have to go find it, put it in the links. I will. Who did it? 808 Seduction did it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
This is why we actually do try to at least keep a list of the links as we go.
Yeah, I meant to... Okay. I know why I didn't put it in there. Because someone suggested her for script of the week in an upcoming episode. But 4 people had done it, which was great for a newbie script. I thought it was really good. But so I said I was going to mention her, and then I forgot to make a note. So script, discipline, yeah.
There we go.
Okay, and that was a pause to avoid editing. Mm-hmm. We had to go turn our air conditioner off. As you may have heard kind of a little hiss in the background.
So if you ever thought we were hot stuff while we were recording, now you know why.
That's right. Because we make the air conditioner come on. All right. Next one we're talking about is Elite Technique. I am liking the accent.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. He has a good voice, and he has this little purr going on, mm-hmm. kind of a throat rumble. He did CB's Spill It questionnaire, and he played along.
Ah, does he get extra points for that?
He does with me.
Oh. Yeah, I think that questionnaire was the only one where we didn't get extra credit.
Yeah. If I schlick off while you answered questions, you'd forget why we were there.
Yeah, and when have I ever let you get off alone for more than maybe a few minutes? Usually not even that.
We'd never get finished answering the questions.
we were answering questions.
Okay, back to Elite Technique now. He hasn't posted any more yet, but I really hope he does. Now, guess who verified? Tatterjack. He is so charming and so talented. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's put out several very popular... Well, not quite several. And he will get to several soon, I am sure.
He's put out quite a few. Mm-hmm.
Very popular scripts. 86 comments on his verification when we were looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned wanting to do one of his.
I do. I just haven't had the time, especially with two podcasts. Plus, I've already got so many request fills that I promised to do that they're just waiting to be edited.
Mm-hmm.
I need a clone.
I could have some fun with that.
Oh, you're a perv.
I am not.
Anyway, welcome, Sir Tatters.
I just know what I like.
Yeah, I know. You are most welcome and already well appreciated. And
that
is true. I want him to read one of his own scripts. That's going to be awesome.
Especially now that you've heard his voice. And yes, I am tattling on Raven yet again.
I could listen to him just talk all day.
I'm sure you could.
I could. He sounds so sweet and charming.
And a few other things, evidently, from the look on your face.
Oh, no. It's just, he's very charming. Anyway,
He is.
But so far, he just keeps submitting scripts that are quickly making him famous.
Very.
Very famous. Internet famous. And now, Four Miler.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes Raven's post-stalking actually works out pretty well, and it's a good thing. Because somebody just posted their first post,
uh-huh.
and it happened to be our featured script.
That's right. Let me instruct you.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't know much about him. This is his first post. But we did pause recording this long enough to listen.
Not bad for first post.
Yeah. He's not the only one who did Let Me Instruct You as a first post.
That's true.
Anyway, Four Miler. He has a nice voice, and he has a very nice smile.
Uh-huh. And when she posts stocks, she goes for the gold.
Four Miler has a post over on Lady Boners.
And she never goes there.
No. It was purely accidental. I was just looking for...
You have lots of accidents, don't you?
I do. I'm just an accident-prone girl.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about Four Miler when we get to Scene Stealers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, 21, baby girl, 21. She verified about 2 weeks ago, and this is one that we missed.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't you dare do that again.
No, she has an Australian accent.
Exactly. And I'm keeping her. If Crocodile Grasp made me like the 100 to 1 challenges, this one verified it for me.
Yeah, she's adorable. Halfway through the 100 to 1 that she does, she has this little argument with herself. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. And she also did a Dom audio, her first one apparently. And it was called, You Really Pissed Me Off Today, Boy.
And she got the pissed down really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she caught my attention.
Yeah. You're like Steve Irwin. It's an angry cobra. I'm going to touch it. Look, it's a crocodile guarding her nest. I'm going to poke it with a stick.
Or a crocodile grasp. Can I poke her with a stick?
Anyway, 21, baby girl, 21. She was really surprised that people liked her femdom audio. It's in the tags. I hope no one laughs at my dom attempt, or dame attempt. I thought she did really well, especially for her first try.
That is true.
She did good.
Mm-hmm.
So, another popular and prolific newbie, and we almost missed him, Filthy Mutt.
Mm-hmm.
He verified about a month ago. Like I said, we almost missed him. And not only has he posted questionnaires, FAPs, 100 to 1... But in addition to posting all that stuff, he goes around and leaves comments everywhere. He's really, really, jumping in there. That's awesome.
It's really a good way to make friends in the community, too.
Yeah. Everyone likes getting comments, and he's spreading the love. He doesn't just say, like, this was good. He elaborates. And he's a bit of a joker.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's British, so I guess you could call him cheeky. Do we have a word that means cheeky?
Not exactly.
No?
Kind of disrespectfully playful?
Playfully disrespectful?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So Filthy Mutt did a hysterical literature. The Murders in the Rue Morgue by Edgar Allan Poe. He gave it a valiant effort. But once he started growling, he could have been reading a cake recipe.
Yeah, he didn't. You forgot what
was,
you said.
I was gone. I stopped noticing the words. But part two was very, very nice.
Uh-huh.
And I love the way he kept trying to read through it.
Yeah, he gave me an idea I want to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah? What is it? Oh, come on.
Well, I think I found something I want you to read.
Okay. All right. I'm up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to break protocol here and give someone a much-needed confidence boost. We're going to call him an old newbie.
I don't think you can call him old with a straight face.
Oh, yeah, he sounds young. But anyway, his name is the God Poseidon. He posted a couple of play-alongs to Mrs. Audio's and A Mommy Story, but he didn't get much feedback, so he stopped posting. And he just did a post about his nervous return to erotic audio. I think everyone needs to go check him out. Show him some love, maybe throw a script or two his way. Mm-hmm. So welcome back to this kinky little family, the God Poseidon. We look forward to hearing more from you. Welcome mm-hmm. back. So glad you came back. So look who's next, Wendy in the Woods.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah? You sound like a dirty old man. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. She is one of my new favorites. And she can blow through my tree anytime.
Now I'm going to get to tattle on Bear. The shit-eating grin on his face every time he hears her. She has such a hot voice. I got those good shivers.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy burst onto the scene and has already received honorable mention in the GWA Fairy Tale Contest.
She deserved it, too.
Yes, for her adventures in Neverland. Ooh la la. And it got great comments from lots of people, calling it the best and most ambitious first post in GWA history.
I can believe it.
Yeah. And then she posted a schlick. Yeah. So watch out for her. Come on, Wendy.
Now there's an idea.
Oh, you nasty.
Sometimes.
So are you down for that?
No, she's down for that.
I'm down for that?
Maybe. But the next person on the list is down for that. And she's down for some naughty wives, too.
Naughty wives. I am down for that. She posted a female-for-female audio called I Need You, Hot, Hot, Hot. And it's always nice to see another lady lover posting here. Down for that does female-for-male as well. Versatility and a really nice voice. I like her style.
Mm-hmm. And she did a script that was mostly written by, and I'm not sure how to say it, Reiki?
Reiki.
Reiki. Reiki. Okay. And, of course, boobs.
Boobs, yes. All the upvotes for titty fucking. Who couldn't use more tits in their life?
Boobs.
They make the world go round.
They do. They make my world go round. Well, part of my world, anyway.
You're more of an ass man than a boob man.
Well, that all depends on which direction you're facing.
Aww. I don't know if that's sweet or perverted.
Both?
Both, yeah. Both. And, you know, I just want a schlick.
I can help you with that.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be schlicking.
True.
That's a solo project. Anyway, that's the name of a promising newbie. She goes by V. So far she's only posted a schlick, but it was a nice schlick. And nice bong hit, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to show my ignorance here. Because while we were listening... Oh, quit laughing. Quit.
Sorry, I'll be
okay,
good.
At first, I thought that this bong hit was, you know, like maybe a bottle of lube that was about half full, so you heard a little bit of a bubble as it was squirting, and then I realized pretty quickly that would be way too much lube, so I started thinking maybe a very, very large drink. And then I looked at the tags and went, oh, a bong.
A bong, yes. Says the man who has never smoked marijuana in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe she took your advice about always having new batteries.
Yeah, and for 37 minutes, you better start with new batteries.
You better start with new batteries. V talked about one of her bisexual fantasies, which was being with a couple.
Yeah, her fantasy isn't all that different than mine.
No?
Yeah, you and Ivy Doom Kitty, and to be honest, I really don't care whose face is buried where, so long as I can grab a hold of one of these glorious sets of hips.
Yes, so more bisexual fantasies, V, sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now another one whose first post was the feature script, Greggy Lad 1. So he just verified, and he has an accent.
Yes, he does. He sounds like somebody I heard on Doctor Who. I just can't remember who.
Can't remember who. Your puns are getting worse.
I know, but so long as they're punny, it's okay.
Oh my god. Anyway. Greggy Lad has been posting for quite a while over on Pillow Talk. And a couple days ago, he decided to come over to the wild side.
Wild side, yes.
he did I'm Begging You to Beg Me by Tark.
Tarkus Trooper! Mention yes. Number 1, 2, 4. I think it's four.
Yeah, we're going to end up featuring I'm Begging You to Beg Me, the script, in an upcoming episode. And a lot of people have already done it. And new ones are coming out every day.
That's
so
true.
Tark's scripts are awesome. Yeah, Tark's. Tark's 5, mention number 5. So we're not going to go into a lot of detail right now on Greggy Ladd's take on Begging You to Beg Me, except to say that he is well worth the listen, but we want to have something to talk about in the next, when we do that script. So like I said, he also did Let Me Instruct You, so you'll hear more about him in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, now we have Iceman's Wingman. He verified around a week ago. He's got a good voice. He's got some husky voice. And of course, I love his accent.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
So far, he's done a really hot play-along with The Joy by Aussie Bell.
There's someone named Aussie Bell? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for me to go do some post-talking.
Mm-hmm. Only if you share.
Okay.
It's Australia. Okay. Anyway, Iceman's Wingman is really nice. We need to show him lots of love so that he'll post more. I have to admit, when I was listening to his FAP on Soundgasm, I looked at the username, and instead of Iceman's Wingman, I read Iceman Swingman.
Swing, bada bada swing. But, you know, you need to stay away from that other person up there's extracurricular activities there.
Yeah?
Yeah, that bong. You need to stay off of it.
I wasn't on it.
That's true. You weren't.
Okay, so, but I do know what Iceman's Wingman is. It's a Top Gun reference.
Yeah.
And I loved that movie.
Yeah, you had to tell me what it was.
Yeah, okay. You poor sheltered child.
Yes.
All right. There's a new...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Devarim.
Uh-huh.
He verified about a week ago.
Yeah, I remember him. Or actually, more directly, I remember your reaction to him.
Oh, my God. It was visceral. You know, I just casually clicked on his verification, and bam, my ovaries exploded.
I know. I was watching while it happened.
Yeah, okay. Words. Yeah, he started out asking for requests, sort of kind of like you type it and I'll say it. So I told him first, go get verified. And then I asked him to read a little paragraph that I wrote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I wanted to hear him say it.
Oh, at least she's honest.
And I'm leaving the alarm in. I don't care. So, anyway, after listening to Devarim read that little paragraph that I wrote for him, I think I might be pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
Yeah, of course he had an accent, too.
That was part of it. And then yes. I accidentally stumbled upon his YouTube page.
Post-stalking yet again.
Yeah, maybe, but my God, can he sing.
Yeah, and we're not supposed to be introducing his singing talents.
I know, but he did a script by 808 Seduction called My Moment of Weakness, and he got very emotional. He even said in the comments that it hit a little close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before I even realized we'd be featuring Miss Glitchy's Let Me Instruct You, I suggested that he do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be talking about Devarim a little later as well.
Yes, I'm sure we will. And he takes requests as well, which is always a good thing.
That means he follows instructions nicely. But he hasn't been back since he posted those two poems. Let's see if we can entice him to contribute more. I definitely want him to come back.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Very much so.
Okay, so then we have another one. Gone Wild Phil. He almost didn't make it into this episode because he just verified. I was going to put him on the next episode, but then he did let me instruct you. So we got to talk about him now. I thought he sounded really, really good.
Yeah, he's the one that sounded like a radio announcer.
Uh-huh, and his verification was funny.
Yeah, he's like a radio announcer with a bad attitude.
Yeah. I'd listen to any station he was on. I thought he was cute. Very sexy, nice voice, yummy. And on the Soundgasm, the verification, his Soundgasm post, he said, I'm a dork. I'm partial to dorks.
Hey, now.
Well, you're the one that said I had a type.
That's not what I meant.
Maybe we've got another funny guy joining the family. I'm looking forward to hearing more of what he can do. So that's it. I collected a lot of newbies for this episode. Mm-hmm. And since we're doing two episodes back to back and we don't want this one to get too long all by itself, although it's going to be long, really long, we got to move on to the next segment.
Wait, not yet. You have not mentioned bearded love or beard love, just like honey.
Oh, that's right. She did Trinity X's script.
Yeah, thanks for that script, Trinity.
She even posted a beard pet for Bear.
Yes, I always appreciate having my beard petted. Someone told her that she'd end up featured in this episode with that audio.
Yeah, Sounds That Can't Be Made predicted that we would be mentioning Honey's beard love.
And he was right. And I still like Honey.
Okay, so good job, Just Like Honey. You have caught and kept Bear's attention. All right. Now on to our next segment, Scene Stealers. In this segment, we will feature a popular script and the performers who recorded it. At the end, we'll give our opinion on who stole the scene. Please agree or disagree with us in the comments.
Just remember to tell us why and keep it positive.
This week, we're talking about the very sexy script, Let Me Instruct You by Miss Glitchy.
Yes.
We like Miss Glitchy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She sings. She has beautiful tits. Yes, I know. Post-stalking,
okay,
I know.
Okay.
And when I saw the title, I thought it was going to be about a dom.
Mm-hmm.
She's done some dom audios, I think. Yeah, she's done a lot of nice audios. But it's not. It's about new lovers. It's kind of got a dominant feel to it. But
a little.
It's, yeah, little. Okay. So I guess it depends on who reads it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
However the take on it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's about new lovers. It's like, let me tell you how to please me because I know better than anyone else. And it resonated with so many people. I don't even know how many versions of it we found. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a good thing that it was relatively short. Otherwise, this thing would be hellaciously long.
It's going to be pretty damn long anyway. But
that's true.
Yeah. All right, so this is going to be a tough choice for Scene Stealers because there were so many really, really good ones.
There were.
All right. First, we have Miss Glitchy herself.
Yes.
She recorded it for the Poetry Slam, Poetry Slam 2.0.
Mm-hmm. And she has a very nice accent.
Yes, I am a fan of Glitch.
Mm-hmm.
She has a nice voice, great delivery, of course, because it's her poem. I'd take instructions from her, especially if it got me a second peek at those boobs.
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 Gotta love boobs.
Yeah, they were impressive. And so was this poem. Beautifully done, Miss Glitchy. And then there was, I tried to go in the order that they were posted. So
More or less,
yeah. So next came Burn Doggy. He has that deep voice. I like deep voices.
Yeah, I know, especially the gravel.
Yes, he had that gravel in there. He did a good job with the poem. It was very, I want to say, masterful. He sounded very dominant. He's one of the ones that it sounded like a dom sub on. So good job, Burn Doggy. Very good. And Disposable Guy posted next. He said he's going to change his name to Reusable Guy after I shamelessly gushed over him, his voice.
Hey, wait. Now, do you do anything with shame?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So Disposable Guy is representing the newbies well here. I love his pacing and, of course, the accent and the tone of his voice.
Yes.
It's nice.
And did you say accent?
Don't I always say accent?
Yes, you do. Frequently.
Yeah. His is nice. I kind of imagined him staring into my eyes as he aroused me by saying those things in my ear. Okay. Whew. Getting warm in here. So, then Suplex Lemon brought the husky growl for this script.
Yeah, here's another one of those guys with voices that you like so much.
But no accent this time.
Okay.
And, yeah. But yes, I am a fan of Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to hear him do some more humor audios.
Yeah, but this one wasn't funny.
No, this one wasn't funny. I like his sexy stuff, but I want to hear him get funny because he's got a great sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
It was, but this was sexy as hell. This wasn't funny. this was sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, so good job. Good job, Suplex Lemon. And, oh, Mabala Cat. He yes. was, another newbie trying to steal the scene.
Yeah, we talked about him last time, too.
Yes, we did. He did The Day We Didn't, and did a very good job on it. He did this one, and he also did Tatterjack's Sunset, so we'll be talking about McBalakat in an upcoming episode as well, because we're going to have to feature Sunset.
He has a talent for picking good scripts.
He does. It seems like he's really got it going on there. So in his take on Let Me Instruct You, I kind of got the impression that he was being mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, if you think that's pronounced mischievous and you think you need to correct me, don't, because I don't care. I pronounce it mischievous. I was actually corrected over on Literotica. Someone posted in the comments of one of my audios, like, I loved the audio. It was so wonderful. One thing, my dear, it's pronounced mischievous, not mischievous.
That all depends on which part of the country you're from, too.
Yeah, and the dictionary says either.
Yeah, okay. I haven't looked at the dictionary.
I don't care. That was so rude. You don't listen to audio porn and then correct their pronunciation.
That's not what it's about anyway.
No. Okay, so anyway, back to McBalakat.
Well, except for you. I mean, all your accent loving and all that, so.
You know. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so McBalakat was being mischievous here. He sounded like he was teasing me, making me want him even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job, McBalakat. We're going to end up talking about him just about every podcast, too.
Probably.
All right, we get a twofer next. Mm-hmm. A twofer. MSA Andy. Andy? I don't know. Andy pronounced with an Australian accent. He did the poem in both an American accent and in an Australian accent.
And which was your favorite?
That's not a fair question. He was really good on both of them.
Okay. And he had a very convincing American accent.
Yeah, but I can't help it. Aussie wins me every time. I have no resistance to our friends down under.
How do you think he did on the poem itself? Not supposed to be judging accents.
I know. I could, though. I could judge accents.
I'm sure you
could. Totally judge accents. But he did really well. He sounded very confident, and confidence is sexy.
Yes.
And I thought he may have sounded just a bit more dominant in the American version.
Okay,
but like I said, both were really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yes.
Then Sinful Stella decides to get in on the action with a little rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is called Please Instruct Me, but we had to include it here as well because it's almost the same thing.
Yeah, it fits with the theme, and Stella is always nice to listen to.
Yes, she is. I think she's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
A sultry voice. You'd think she was going to be speaking from a more submissive point of view, but she's in control. Even though she's asking to be instructed, she's running the show.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. But then again, the more you pay attention, the more you realize that usually it's the submissive partner that's really in control.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I loved the way she sort of purred the poem. You know, good shivers. Mm, great job, Stella. So then Snake Prince grabbed the poem, and I like Snake Prince. He managed to sound dangerous.
Yeah, definitely dominant. Maybe a little threatening.
Yeah, that's how I heard it. But, like, you better learn how to please me or else. And he does some really cool fear play stuff, so I think he was, like, channeling that a little bit. So, good job, Snake Prince. Good. Haven't heard anything from him in a while. Speaking of people we haven't heard from in a while, the Timmers is back. I love, love, love his voice.
I know.
Yeah.
You played this one for me a while ago. His voice has like a stage quality to it.
Yeah. He was really performing the poem. It was very believable. I wanted to melt with him.
I could tell.
Great job, Timmers. Definitely great job. And now, Falkenstein.
I still say he cheats with that accent.
He does not cheat. But anyway, he can do all the cheating he wants as long as he does it in my ear.
Okay.
His take on the poem made me think of Sherlock.
Who?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who?
Oh my God, you know who he is. As Sherlock. The Sherlock we've been watching recently.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay.
Oh, never mind.
We've been watching a couple of them.
Oh, never mind. You don't know who Benedict Cumberbatch is? Get out. Get out now. We can no longer be together. No, don't leave. Okay. Trust me, Falkenstein has some Sherlock going on in there. He sounded very controlled. Like he was keeping a tight rein on his own desires. He did an awesome job.
Yeah, now did you actually hear the words or were you just listening to that accent? Cheater!
I heard the words, of course. You performed it beautifully, Falkenstein. Okay. Willisaurus also did a twofer. He did two versions, one without and one with a Scottish accent.
Yeah, Willisaurus. Dinosaur dick.
No, Will-a-saurus, not Willisaurus. Will-a-saurus.
Oh, okay, okay. I was prepared to be intimidated, or maybe at least a little impressed, you know. And then to paraphrase a really bad line here, you know, I've got a big dick and little arms.
What cartoon was that from?
Yeah, but we're not supposed to say stuff like that.
We can mention the name of it.
Okay.
What was it? Was it Meet the Robinsons?
I think so.
I think Meet the Robinsons, yeah.
I think so.
Because I got a big head and little arms. So,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, Willisaurus. Sorry. We didn't mean to make fun of you. Okay, so focus. I liked his take on the poem. I really did.
His Scottish accent was pretty convincing, too.
It was, yes. He was very soft-spoken, but he still had that little hint of gravel. I liked it. Really sensual. Mm-hmm. Both of them were. Okay. I liked the Scottish one just a little bit better. Just a little bit. Yeah. He did a very convincing accent. I like Scottish. Mm-hmm. What can I say? So, but well done all the way around. That's good job, true. Willisaurus. And now, let me start fanning myself. Devarim. Devarim. Holy fuck. He performed this poem.
Yeah, I can tell from your reaction who you're going to vote for.
Not necessarily. There were a lot of good ones. He might be one of the front runners, but that doesn't mean it's just going to get my vote. There were a lot of sexy guys and two lovely ladies who did this poem.
That's true.
It's not going to be an easy choice. It's not going to be easy for you either.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, he's got that cocky, self-assured attitude.
Aren't
you glad we're not editing? Oh, wow. And this is why it takes her so long sometimes, because he has to cut all that stuff out. Anyway, attitude. He's got that cocky, self-assured attitude, and you just turn it into a little puddle of goo. And I know who you're going to vote for.
No, you might be surprised.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Anyway, he gasped and groaned and growled all the way through it. I have never heard the word cunt said that way, where it literally, the word reaches out and touches mine.
Yeah, you tend to have other preferred words, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, he, just the way he said it.
Clean up on Isle Raven.
Yeah, I was a Raven puddle after hearing that.
Moving on.
Entree chat.
I see a theme here.
Yes, our ever naughty boy. He always brings that extra dose of lust. Mm-hmm. He did that with My Favorite Kind of Misery, and he did it again with this one. That man is just...
horny?
Yeah, maybe so. But with a voice like his, I doubt he stays horny for long.
Okay.
He must have a list of ladies to instruct.
Yeah, do you want to be on that list?
Maybe so, but only if I get to do some teaching of my own.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm a better teacher than I am a learner.
That may be.
He sounded really, really dominant in this. I thought he did.
Uh-huh.
So good job, Entree Chat, you horny devil. Your take on the poem had me all hot and interested. So, Bad Robot 52. He's gaining confidence with every single audio he's done. He's doing a little bit better. And he did a Castiera script called Bus Driver.
Yeah, and he deadpanned the whole thing. It was great.
I hope he does more humor scripts. He's really good at them. But we're talking about his take on Let Me Instruct You.
True.
I like the way he sounded. He sounds young, but he definitely brought the sexy. He got the cougar in me all riled up.
Wasn't he the one that brought her out last time?
Oh, yeah, it was him.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of cougars with Bad Robot, I got the impression of a young guy's fantasy. Like, he's telling the sexy MILF what he wishes she would do to him.
Or is that your fantasy?
One of many.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he was very quiet and kind of dreamy sounding. So I could see this as the voice in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And it impressed me. Good job, baby. Good job. Vindicator 1988. Okay. I don't think you've heard of him before.
I don't think so.
No. I adore him. He is our resident sexy foot fetishist. He did this, when he first got here, he did this, no editing.
Damn.
When he first got here, he did this really
big explanation audio about foot fetishes.
Okay.
And into the mind of the foot fetish or something like that. And his feelings about his fetish and his experience over the course of his adult sexual life, I guess. And it had a surprise ending.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a great listen.
Okay. Well, now back to Let Me Instruct
You.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah. He was extremely expressive and he used a chuckle, I think. I'm not sure if it was a chuckle. Hard to explain.
Yeah, I'd say a chuckle.
To emphasize his point quite nicely.
Yeah. He sounded really playful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in all of his audios, you can hear like this sexy little smirk on his face. You can hear it. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Vindicator fan.
Yeah, but as a foot fetishist, shouldn't he have improvised a little and said toes instead of fingers across his arm, I think it was? His arm, yeah.
Fingers dancing across his arm. Maybe. I'm sure he thought about it. You know. But
okay.
I guess he decided to stay true to the script.
There you go.
Yeah. Great performance, Vindicator. You did an awesome job. And then we have Question Unholiness.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one flew under the radar. He didn't get much attention on this one, but his take on it was hot.
Okay.
And I love his particular flavor of British accent.
Yeah. And you know, if you hadn't already heard this poem as many times as we have listening to it, so we could do this feature, you would not have heard the words at all.
No.
You wouldn't have known what was said.
Maybe.
Now you'd have been paying close attention, granted. But not to the actual words.
Oh, but... Oh. It was enough to make his audio worth listening to.
Okay.
He's hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking for more from him. Very hot stuff, Mr. Unholiness. Very hot stuff. He did a good job on the script. I liked it. Okay. So you're okay. You're trying to hurry me along. This thing's going to be 3 hours long.
It is.
Okay. Then we have Greggy Ladd 1. He was worried about... He's a new one. He's another new guy. He was worried about the breathing sounds in this audio. But for me, it's somehow it added to it. Like he was on the edge, unable to control himself much longer.
Accent.
Yes, he has a nice accent, but I wasn't going to dwell on that.
Oh, bullshit. You always dwell on that.
Anyway, I can see why Pillow Talk wanted to keep him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad he decided to play here, too.
Oh, and as far as the breathing sounds, it's not hard if you have a not built into your computer mic. You quite literally just stick a sock on it.
Well, not on it. It's you get a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make your own pop filter with pantyhose.
Yeah, that's what I did for Raven when she first got started.
Yes, I have this really beautiful professional Blue Yeti mic, and I have this weirdly shaped wire.
Pantyhose and baling wire.
Pantyhose and baling wire is my pop filter.
Pantyhose and baling. Oh wait, and a little duct tape too.
And a little duct tape.
He even used some duct tape.
Yes, yes, awesome. Mm. You did a very good job with that.
Well, it works.
So okay, so that was Greggy Ladd one. Oh, Gone Wild Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought. He sounded sexy in his verification.
Yeah. Somebody needs to hire him to do movie trailers.
I know. He sounds like maybe a professional voiceover artist or something. He sounds really professional.
Movie trailers.
Yeah. And he turned on the growl for this poem. That was nice.
You like his growls, too.
I did. His pacing was perfect. So if that was a movie trailer, I want to see that film.
Mm-hmm.
That was inspiring, Phil. Quite inspiring. And now Four Miler. Who got in by the skin of his teeth, of his pretty teeth.
As in, we saw the post while we were recording, stopped to listen to it so we could mention him.
Yes. This is a great first post. First post.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds really confident, smooth, very nice. Smooth. I want to hear more from him. And I wouldn't mind seeing a few more of those smiles either.
Of course not. Like you never post stock.
Never post stock. No, that would be wrong. It's all research. It's all about the audios.
All about the research too.
Yes, it's just for research purposes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That was all the performers. We have so much talent, and it was such an awesome script.
Mm-hmm.
You really should go out there and listen to all of them. I'm serious; they are really all good, and they're short. So, you know, you won't be spending hours and hours.
That's true.
But you have to listen to all of them, especially if you want to pick your own scene stealer.
Yeah, and you need to because we want to spread the love.
Yeah. And so it's time for us to pick our scene stealers.
And I think I'll go first because I already know who you're voting for.
Quit trying to sway my vote.
I'm not swaying anything. I just know you.
I have a hard decision to make.
Yeah. Hard decision. I see. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Okay, go do your scene stealer. Do your scene stealer.
Okay, well, excuse me.
No editing.
No editing. That's what happens when you pause and eat a burrito.
Oh my God. You just admitted to eating a burrito.
I did.
Okay.
It's you a quick go... snack. They're great. They're great for quick snacks. Oh,
no. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
I'll just be drinking my water while you talk about your scene stealer.
There we go. Well, I have to admit, there might be a little bit of a bias here because the person I picked was also the author of the first quiz that I did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was.
So there might be a little bias, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I admit to such things.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Sinful Stella. She changed it up a bit, and I'm a fan of improv. Mm-hmm. Her voice is very sensual.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's my scene stealer.
Okay. So... All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of Bear's teasing, I really did have a hard time choosing.
I don't tease.
You do tease. Ever. You've been teasing me about... Okay, anyway, there were 5 front runners for me, and I'm not going to name them, but... and the choice came down to really tiny differences, because this may surprise you, 3 of my front runners had accents, but 2 didn't.
Really?
2 of them didn't.
Oh, well, actually, that part's a little surprising.
Yeah, the 2 not didn't. Yeah, okay, anyway. So, that was the first deciding factor, because
mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of accents. I couldn't decide between the 5, because they were all so good and so sexy. So, I said, okay, it has to be, go with accents.
Mm-hmm.
Go with accents.
As I predicted.
Okay. So, between the 3 with the accents and such sexy voices, I had to choose based on attitude. This poem, I felt, was best read in a self-assured manner. Confidence.
Cockiness.
No, confidence.
Uh-huh.
So, I had to go with Devarim.
Yeah.
It was close, though. And mm-hmm. and I kind of tried really hard not to pick him, because you were just so sure I was going
to. Mm-hmm.
But in the end...
I was right.
Yeah, well, in the end, Devarim was worth the teasing I'm going to get for picking him.
That is true. That is true. Now, feel free to disagree with either or both of us.
We want everyone to feel the love, so choose your own favorites and leave a comment. And please remember to keep it positive. So, thanks to all of these amazing audio performers who left me a hot and sticky mess... and if you're new,
clean up.
Yeah, if you're new, please be welcome. And if you're not new, well, we're still happy to hear your work.
Mm-hmm.
As we said before, your feedback and suggestions will make this podcast your podcast. This is our gift to the GWA community, and it is a labor of love. So if you love it, let us know. Thank you to everyone who has left comments and sent PMs. Keep them coming. Showing interest is making this a very worthwhile endeavor for us. Thanks, and see you next time.